Well, good afternoon to everybody. So my name is Amaldine van Waalsbergen, short, Didine van Waalsbergen. And I'm one of the about 20 court coordinators European law in the Netherlands. How did it start, the court network of court coordinators? It is a little bit a strange begin. I think it's likewise as in your countries, because first of all, we as Dutch lawyer, or Dutch judges and justices, had to manage with European law, whereas at the same time, we have to solve problems, we have to solve cases. And to solve cases, you are inclined to look only to national law. And European law is too much far away, and it's too complicated to start to look at every case in a national way and in a European way. So it was very seldomly applicated by the national judges. And this led to some questions within the Ministry of Justice. Our Minister of Justice... Oh. Kijken, moet het nou?
This one.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had to have a step to look how we had to manage with European law. Where to start, how to find our way. And our Ministry of Justice, therefore, has organized the so-called Ur-Infra project that started in 2000. The aim was to contribute to the correct application of European law. That had to be managed by the Ministry of Justice, but the judges and the justices had to apply and had to have tools to better apply European law. The Ur-Infra project had three ways of better the application of European law. The first way was, of course, the infrastructure, so better working on IT tools. With those IT tools, it is easier to have an entrance to find the European law, the jurisprudence, the other developments, and all actualities to find. So there had to be a better entrance to find our way in European law. A second way to deepen the knowledge of European law was to have organized more trainings, more education on the application of European law itself. That had to be followed by all the judges and justices. And then the third way to deepen the knowledge of European law was the beginning of a network of court coordinators in European law. And that's, of course, that's why we are here now. We have started in 2005 this network, which contains a contact point within every court in the Netherlands, to find a contact point within his own court. That had to be, and all those contact points of all the courts had to be formed as a network to cooperate with each other more easily. So this is started in 2005. Therefore, it is, I think, important to know that the Netherlands is subdivided in more regions, and there are more courts. There are four appellate courts. Those are the colors blue and yellow, blue and green, orange and red. There are the courts of appeal. We have a court of appeal in the south, in the north, and two in the west. One is in The Hague, which I am a representative of, and there's one in Amsterdam. There, next to those four appellate courts, we have 11 district courts. I think it's a little bit less than in your countries. I suppose that in your countries there are far more courts to be found. But the Netherlands is small, of course, so there are not so many courts. In total, there are 15. So those courts had to appoint a contact point that functioned as a kind of broker for the knowledge of European law within its own court, but also outside its own court, because of the network we had to stay in contact with each other. This is just, I think, nice to know that the district courts in our country work on civil law matters, on criminal law matters, and on administrative law matters, but the appellate courts don't work in administrative law matters, only civil law and criminal law and tax law. So no administrative law, because those are courts which are not part of this judicial of 15 courts. All these courts, for the beginning of this network of court coordinators, all these courts, these 15 courts, had to appoint at least one representative. It can be more, but normally every court sent one representative. They gather at least twice a year, is just for an exchange of knowledge and to know actualities within his own court, and to share knowledge which happen outside their own courts or in Luxembourg or Strasbourg. So they share information, they share actualities, and they share also the best practices from its own court, his own court, within the network. So they don't know all the information about European law itself, because that is impossible. It is impossible to know everything on the actualities and the development from your own law which you have to applicate. If you are a civil lawyer, you have to know everything about the developments in civil law, and you can't know everything on European law also, because you have to solve these cases, and these cases have to be done. So there's not enough time to deepen the knowledge of European law. So for an EU broker, which we are as a CCE, as a court coordinator, we are not supposed to know everything about the developments on European law, because that's impossible. We're only a broker. So all the people within the court come to us to ask, where can I find this information? Who can I ask who perhaps knows something more about the last developments on consumer law, for example. So we are only functioning as a broker, not as a point who knows everything about European law. The most important tasks of the CCE in our network, in our Dutch network, is first of all, to be the internal point of contact on matters of European law. We are only a point of contact. We give through the people from our own court, we only give a lead to other persons or other IT tools in which they can find their answer. So that's the internal point of contact. We do signal and communicate, of course, interesting EU law developments which we read out of Luxembourg or out of Strasbourg. So we signalize that and we give it through to our own court. That's the external function of our being. The third task is to initiate further training where and when needed. We have to find ourselves to see, to signalize that there might be a lack of knowledge in a special way or a special terrain on European law. So then we organize trainings in our own court for the developments and for deepen the knowledge of it. So we are a broker, we are not the contact point who knows everything about European law, because that's impossible, but we are a broker. A broker on the knowledge of EU in all its aspects. So in administrative, tax, criminal and civil law, we are a broker. We only give the lead to the people who are interested in to have more information. And therefore, we stay in close contact with the several expert groups. All these law fields, civil law, tax law, etc., within our courts, we have organized some expert groups. And those are the groups who do have the deepened knowledge in European law on that special field, who are expert in that special field. And so we, as a broker, we stay in close contact with all the people who have expertise on that special point of law. Oh, that's a little bit smaller, but in The Hague, oh, it can't be. No. Well, in The Hague, it because I had, as a CCE, I wanted to have more information from the colleagues who had knowledge about several special fields of European law. And therefore, I was very curious to find a kind of, to have a kind of program which I could follow to find who is bearing the special information. And therefore, I we have in The Hague, we found the so-called, we founded the so-called Europe Desk. The Europe Desk is subdivided in the three main fields of law. We have got the civil, procedural civil law field, we have the field of European tax law, and we have the field of European criminal law. And all those fields do organize and do have their own experts within their law field of law. And those three main fields are subdivided again in other main fields. So, for example, the civil law part. That's that one. That's that part, the most left for EU. So that is subdivided, for example, in commercial law and family law, and commercial law is subdivided again in, for example, insurance law, labor law, banking law, company law, transport law, and insolvency law. And for example, the family law is subdivided in international kidnapping cases, in marital property law, in civil state law, divorce law, parental law, etc., inheritance law, etc. Also, the tax law is subdivided in several special fields, expert fields, and also the criminal part is subdivided in special fields, for example, the fraud, economics, and environmental cases. So this makes it, to have this overview, it makes it much easier for all the contact points, all the CCEs within the Netherlands, all the 20 CCEs in the Netherlands. We all work with this kind of Europe Desk. So we all know where to find the expertise within a special field of law. And that makes it far much easier for us to work with European law and to work as a broker, because we know where to find the knowledge, and we can give signs and give the leads to other people who don't know and who want to find this leads and who want to find the people who are bearing expertise in one special field of law. You have this question.
Could we wait with questions until... Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm nearly ended, okay. I think. Well, that's the... that's the final remark, because it's so very important, just especially on the field of European law, that we have to share knowledge. It's very, very important to share with each other, to communicate and to share information. The Europe Desk, which I've just explained, is to be found on the intro page of our court, so it's accessible for everybody within our own court. This page also contains a link to the national portal European Law, and of course to all the international portals as the Jurisprudence EU Court of Luxembourg and of Strasbourg. Pending, it's also giving insight in all the pending prejudicial questions about literature and on the field of EU and European law. So everything has to be found on that intro page. Well, this was my presentation about the Dutch Air Infra project, which has led to the so-called European Desk within all the courts, all the 20 courts in the Netherlands. They all work with a kind of European desk to find where is the expertise within your own court and how can I give a lead to people who are working on the case and have a question on the European law and don't know where to find it. Thank you very much for your attention.